Hang on. Let's actually do. Let me
do
mark
it properly.
This.
Do it. Like, do it properly. All right, cool. Okay, hold on.
And we're here after sundown.
Myself, Cameron.
Cameron.
That's so Cameron.
Have you got a pen? Anyone got a pen so I can write down some? Yeah.
Are we gonna start with the Sopranos? We're gonna start with the Sopranos.
Ow.
The sundown.
I can't believe it. I'm so glad you went for the note that you went for.
I had no choice.
You could have gone which
that's
has been
boring.
Dead.
I know, exactly. That's why I found the phone. I was like, I've got to use it correctly. Watch when you listen to it back, it's not even hit properly.
No, that was good.
Can you alter tone? Can you do pitch on the editing?
Can we flipping start the topic?
Nah, literally. That's it. That's all done.
Yeah, so it's Future Cameron here, and you're locked into the second official episode of the After Sundown podcast with Alvin, Talifa, and Justin. It's about to be a mazzoline still.
Yeah, so I just thought we could start this podcast just because it will be the last one of this year, not ever, but this year.
The second one. Just me.
But oh, that's a milestone.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Two milestones in 2 weeks. Yeah.
Just to reflect on 2019, just say the biggest thing that we've learned from 2019 and what our highlight of 2019 has been.
Ooh.
Basically.
Mud.
No one's got no blessings to share then. Yeah.
Course, man got blessings. What did I get?
You know what? Okay. In this year, man finished uni.
Boy.
Graduated.
Yeah, graduated. Boom.
I love that.
Didn't think I was going to graduate how I did. But I made it through.
How did you graduate?
Yeah.
Yeah, bleep out my result, innit?
Why?
No, I ain't
give
flipping.
God the praise?
It don't flipping matter.
Okay.
Okay.
How did you graduate?
I graduated fine. I floated across the stage.
He more than floated.
I was like
you hit the ceiling is what you did.
I floated. You should watch my video. Watch it back. I swear my feet don't touch
did
the ground.
Did you find that you're
that's how I didn't trip.
How hard didn't trip. Exactly. Did you find that you concentrated on that walk?
Fam, it was like tunnel vision.
I was so focused.
Fam,
I was like,
fam.
Every each
one
step
girl, one girl dropped, you know. One girl
that
dropped.
That can't be me, that's what I'm saying.
One girl dropped.
I will wear flats.
Nah, she rather dropped.
I'm not wearing heels.
But you know what? I was laughing because she did too much. She did too much when she went up there.
She
was
12.
Like, then turn. Mm-hmm. But there's bare lights and bare people watching you, you know?
Yeah, I was like, I can't trip. I can't stumble.
You can't be like, flipping trying to like mini rock and flipping.
When I go up them stairs, I'm
planting your feet.
Extra high.
Blood.
It's so ridiculous. I don't even focus like that.
My feet were on a solid rock, fam.
Yeah, man.
My feet were on a flipping solid rock. But apart from that, lessons I learned, just to keep persevering and stop doubting, because I feel like doubt was in my mind a lot this year.
Mm. Wow. What kind of doubt?
Well, doubt, obviously, how uni will turn out.
Mm.
Doubts about employment, just doubts in it. Doubts about this, doubts in it. And I've just learned to kind of just...
Third year
doubts are still there,
yeah,
but they're more like you being stupid.
That takes me right back, man. I remember the time that I had my quarter life crisis, 2017. I'm serious. I'm not even gonna tell the story. But
only Alvin would say that, you know, quarter life.
Relax.
25 and that's what happened. Mid your
hairline still there though.
You even finish uni.
Nice hairline still strong.
Who, me? Yeah. I'm trying.
Yeah.
Castor oil.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now. Thank you, Delight. She actually gave me
that. See? It works wonders. What do you mean?
I see.
No. Anyway.
Other reflections on 2019?
Not really. It's the normal year, really.
Normal year.
Everything's normal to me.
You can't even ask thank God for a year of life.
Nah,
it's not that. It's just like
fair.
We've been living at it. So.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right. So
I started the year without a car.
Well, come on. Come on.
With a car.
And our blessings. I've ended it with a car.
Wow. Jeez.
God bless you. Wow.
I'm working full time for myself.
Not decent. Everyone can say they can do that.
Mm-hmm. I'm loving
decent.
It.
This is the thing.
What else? What else?
Come on. I feel like you got more. Alvin
does have more.
I genuinely.
What about that girl? What about that girl from? Whoa. The girl from TD.
Oh. What? The girl from TD?
If you see the eyeball that Alvin just hit.
Alvin.
It was just all white.
Listen. Listen. Wait. What?
List it, Alvin. List it.
I'm not. I don't even know if this is good.
SDA exposed. Alvin was singing to a girl in the park. The confidence was renewed.
Oh, that reference was something recent.
No,
not recent. What happened this year?
No, exactly, because no. I thought you were talking about when you were growing up in primary school.
Oh no,
this is a recent reference. This whole time, I didn't
this
realize.
This year?
No, let's ignore that.
Reflection 2019.
Oh my
gosh.
No. What? Listen, I learned a few lessons. I was like, okay. I learned a few lessons.
She's a dead thing anyway.
Justin, no, Cameron, no, no, that's not true. You know who you are. You're not.
The one you have to just defend yourself.
Yo, I'm just gonna get that young text after she hears this.
Thank God for family. Adrian's back in the UK.
Yes, Adrian's back. You lot, yeah. Man.
In his last year of uni. Yeah.
Well,
thank God for family and friends. Family and friends.
Yeah. Nah. For me now, like I made it through. Oh right, I do have something. I made it through the year. My family, their stuff that they had, they made it through. Amen. They're recovering well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blessed with overtime and work.
Jeez.
Love working. Yay. Blessed to go to the gym.
My
car is still alive.
Amen.
Can't make it through another year. No crashes this year. Woo. No claims. Amen.
Amen.
You see, and you want to
No crashes allegedly.
And you want to get it mapped. Justin, you want to get it mapped?
Of course I want to get it mapped. Faster means less chance of crashing. The faster you go when you overtake on a road. Yeah, because my first accident was because I didn't have the acceleration in my car. So obviously when I got this car, I was like,
What gear did you drop to?
Well, I dropped to gear 3, as you do.
Yeah.
But then like that still wasn't enough. But now when I dropped
that,
to
that's judgment.
When I dropped to gear 3, now in this current car, it's like, yo, past it.
Which one? Wait.
EcoBeast.
Oh.
EcoBeast actually.
Is it the same car? I'm gonna bleep this
so
out.
So now
is it
I know.
Green?
No, you don't.
Is your car green?
Nah, green. It's hot mustard.
Oh, shut up, man.
Your it's car, hot mustard.
It's like metallic.
Is it the
no?
New? Have
it's
you got
mustard.
A different car from the one that I saw? That
nah, green? It's still the same one. The one that went past you on the joke.
Nah.
No.
Nah. I'm dead.
Alvin called me. I was like, nah, when I was driving past after the podcast, Alvin literally called me. He was like, was that you driving fast? I was like, oh, you know.
I was like, Cameron, take care of your life, man. I only drive like that only if it's like super necessary.
Nah,
it's because I know the area that's where.
Talk to Joash, ask him how I drove him to the train station.
What? Joash. Oh, you drove into?
I mean, no, I drove
you drove him to?
Him and,
I thought you had you drove into the train station. I was like,
the
whoa.
Train station.
I was doing some Italian job stuff. Like. So I mean, everyone can drive reckless. They're just
I don't know about reckless.
Yeah,
everyone
I
can drive at high speed.
I agree.
That's reckless, though.
No. I think
it
I do it.
No,
in a,
it can
listen,
be
reckless,
though.
I do it in a skilled manner, and the reason I say
oh,
I do it.
See
in a skilled
what I mean?
Manner,
I used you to see, I say the same thing, but when people say that, it's like oh, everyone's just like oh drive
you,
reckless.
Yeah, you know what we should do? We should do day out go karting.
Oh, I'm wondering
very
well.
What we're doing.
So I don't like go-karting.
I love it.
It doesn't tell the true story. When you drive on road, that's what it tells the true story because you got lots of people on road and you got police
as well.
I agree.
But in both
things,
skill, I'm not very
it tells
good.
The story.
No. It doesn't. It actually doesn't.
Go-karting does not tell the story. It
tells
the skill.
If you make it to your destination alive without that's crashing, true. That tells you.
Yeah,
that,
yeah,
tells
that
you
is
really
that is that is skill on the road. But like,
exactly.
If you were to like. Okay, say if you're taking a right, if you're taking a right turn, yeah. How do you take your right turn at high speed?
Go out cutting.
Fair enough. I'll take you on a go karting track.
Oh, the go kart is not really. I don't like go karting. Go karting is not realistic.
And you're lighter than me, so you also have an advantage there.
Don't matter.
Alvin's heavy matter. Set, you know. Man, like Alvin.
You have an advantage in. So it will be pure like, driving
like
skill.
I just don't like go karting.
Fair enough. We got so sidetracked.
Anyway.
Nah, literally, Khalifa, I don't mind, but yeah.
How was your 2019?
Well, I just want to thank God for allowing me to pass my med school final. Hey.
Wait, what?
How's it going? This is a genuine shock to me.
Literally. The thing is, you probably forgot. No.
No, I do a year early. I do it in fourth year.
Oh, that's why I was confused.
You know what?
I was like,
she's actually told you. No, I remember she's told you this before in front
and
of
I
your
can't,
face.
Wait,
you don't
genuinely
remember.
Don't understand because
don't understand.
<He's> so
wait, so you don't have to do it next year?
No.
So what does that mean?
So I am basically a doctor a year early, as in like next year. It's just
so
like
you're
placement.
Qualified?
No, technically no. Cause I'm not done all 5 years, have I?
So what are you doing in your fifth year?
So fifth year is placement. I've got a prescribing exam, a situational judgment test.
Is that for every student who does medic?
They have a variation of it, but basically, yeah. But they would have their finals plus those other exams as well in fifth year. So it's a very intense fifth year.
Wow.
So I've got the
Way. Talifa's black excellence, you know. Wow. Well done, Talifa.
What does he mean? All of us here, what does he mean?
Yeah, we are. But I didn't achieve what you
I
achieved.
I feel like I'm black all right now, to be honest.
Come on.
No, Justin, you're sexy. It's all right.
But I'm more than my looks.
Oh, wow.
Easy.
No, I mean,
don't
like,
be so shallow.
Everyone's flipping twisting what I'm saying. Flipping now.
It's Cameron's turn to get this podcast, I'm saying. It's Cameron's turn.
Bunny,
it
man.
Will never be my turn.
Bunny, anything man. Else about this year?
You can't gang on me. I'm the only girl. Yeah,
anything else about this year? Like, what?
Nothing else about this year? No. What? Like, you asked the question, what have you learned this
year?
Yeah,
that was going to be. I think for me, it's been the year of trust. So like trusting in God, trusting in
people.
Yeah, like not put people to the test, but I've reevaluated like friendships and relationships and all that. So calling it the year of trust. Like every year I've had like a year off something.
I like that because I'm literally the same.
Oh, go on.
My year was like, I'll call it the year of the Justin. My season of loneliness.
Of loneliness or solitary?
Nah, just loneliness. I don't like.
Can you explain that, please?
Nah, simply because, like, obviously, in the other years, like, I was kind of doing madness. So, like, this year, I was just like, yo, let me focus, get my money up, get my gains up, get my car like kind of fixed, kind of stuff like that. Even though it's not fixed properly, but yeah, we're getting there. But yeah, allegedly. Just little other stuff, allegedly, you know. But just little stuff, like doing little stuff with myself, for myself.
Yeah.
I went Nando's by myself, but it was crazy.
I hear that.
Probably it was not weird.
I remember when I went to a film, to go and see a film by myself.
No, I've done that. I've done that before.
I've never done that.
It's different, isn't it? It's different.
I've never gone to Nando's by myself. I've gone to other restaurants by myself.
Nah, but Nando's, then I trust me, try Nando's. Because Nando's is just so like... It's so bait. Everyone goes there. So when you by yourself, just like, wait, why is it by yourself?
Self love, self care is important, man.
That's good.
I need
man.
To do that.
Yeah.
Cam,
I got to spa by myself.
I kind of said my one. Mine was
what have you learned this year?
Have I learned that I don't really have control over certain stuff that happens in my life?
Okay.
Yeah. So just when you want something, it might not just come straight away, innit, but it will come. Maybe not to rely on people as much.
Rely more on yourself.
Yeah, just rely more on myself. I'd still like to rely on people, but just more so like on myself. I'm like the same with like Justin.
Jeez.
Yeah, but that's probably about it. My year's been calm now. On to 2020.
2020.
The pause was bad though. 2020.
I've learned.
No, because when I entered the decade, how old was I? Flipping.
This decade. 2010.
I was 12.
Yeah.
That was, I was in year.
I was 12, bro.
Year 10. How old are you when you're in year 10? Wait, how old am I now?
25, bro.
25. Oh, so I must have been 14?
14, 15.
No.
15.
16.
16.
I think. No, 15, 16. 15, 16.
Yeah. Yeah. Just count 10 years back, bro.
This year has been a year of trusting in God. Like, when I say, like, I, fasting and praying.
Mm.
Hadn't done that properly or for myself, right, until this year.
It's true, still.
That's a mother still.
Like, for real, I've had to pray, and the Lord has answered prayers that I've been like. And the maddest thing is, even when the prayer has been answered and it's not totally answered or whatever, for some reason I've had peace that's been like. What, like, why am I so relaxed? Like, there are times when I should not be as relaxed as where this year I should not have been as relaxed as I was.
Mm.
There are times when I've spoken things, and when I say I've spoken, and I've known that I've been inspired to speak by the Holy Spirit. I don't mean I'm a prophet, but jeez, that's not. Please do that's not deep, misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not saying I'm a prophet, but I mean, like, where what I've said cannot possibly have been
of your own.
That's deep still. That's what I do.
Yeah, that's smart.
But yeah, that's been my
prayer. It, you might be a prophet.
Nah.
Pray
on it, bro. No.
God could be telling you right now, Alvin.
Yeah. So what was he thinking today then, in terms of
the love of God? Really. So today, and especially, it was so good. What?
There should be visuals, you know.
Nah, literally.
Because the way how man move on this thing now. Like, yeah.
What did I do?
This move loose. Yeah, this move bare loose.
not you yet, Alvin. Not me yet.
It was me this time.
Oh, okay. The topic for today, the love of God. There are quite a few questions that statement spawns.
Ooh, spawn.
That statement like covers.
Listen, if you listen to this podcast, you're gonna leave with a whole new vocabulary. Come on,
I'm joking.
There's a whole new. That question, that statement creates loads of questions. Mm. One of the questions we could ask is, when you hear the word God, when you hear the words God is love, what comes to mind? God, any image, any
love,
like.
God is love.
God is da da, only little children.
I was trying to remember the song. God is love. I haven't sung that song in ages.
God is love. God is love. God is love.
is that track to the album's got on? Is the track?
So, like, what do you think? God is love. Cameron thinks of that song,
The Love from Above.
What do you think of Justin when you hear that? What image comes into mind when you hear the statement "God is love"?
Because I'm creative.
Go on.
This better be good.
It's gonna be amazing. I think of it when I close my eyes. Obviously, my life is a movie. I feel.
Go on.
I think of like obviously I just see like God or Jesus coming down with the angels behind him, like in like a flash of, I don't know, coming through like a kind of like portal through the earth with the sun behind on their backs, like looking down on me like, raw, I love you, child. have these blessings
from
us. And then obviously the crown is up on my head, like just placed on my head.
So none of you that. Picture like, you know, I that billboard or that sign. Oh, sorry, go on. what do you picture when you hear?
I picture, like, it's weird because when you said it, I thought of a little version of me, which was weird, but I thought of a little version of me with like a list of all the things that I'd done wrong, and me like going to Jesus with it, and he's just like it's okay.
Yeah.
Mad.
That's grace though, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Like,
because that's how I see God's love. Because I just like, I'm so messed up.
Whoa. Why?
Expose yourself. Go on. Let's go.
She's story time. She's stinking. Wretch.
Wretch. Oh my
God. I mean, when you said what you said to me, wretch. It hit me.
I'm just like, what? And God still loves me. It's just like, why? Why do you want this?
Mad.
Do you know what I mean?
That American accent came out then still.
It's still like, why?
It's really bad when I was out.
Oh, really?
I was doing it.
He's doing too much of it.
Too much, yeah.
Do you put it on? Or was,
did it just I can't help it. I just found myself when I was Audrey.
Follow fashion.
Yeah, can I have like follow a burger?
Can I have like a burger?
Wow. And then I'll do that thing where it's like, I look at them like, yeah. Obviously no one can see this, but
were you in California or
I was in Alabama. I was in the South. I couldn't understand what they were talking about.
My
they don't say theater, they say like
theater.
No, they say like theater.
Oh,
theater. Did they say theater?
I think it was theater. The theater. I said
theater.
Where?
The theater.
I was like, what's that? The theatre.
Y'all got alligators.
Yeah. But when they'd speak to me, I'd put on like a proper
British accent.
Well,
I'll do that myself. Like,
yeah.
I'd be like, yeah.
I'm all right.
Quite parched.
Stupendous confectionery.
Yeah. It's like, I'd be like, I'd quite like a glass of water, please.
Wow.
A glass.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just to make it extra.
Mad. Wow.
Give me some water, but they don't even know. He's extra British,
yeah. But also extra American.
It came
as
out
well.
Sometimes, it surprised me.
Do you not find that, like, if you're around certain people?
No,
you're,
I'm a big man now. You see, when I was a little man, I did that, but now I'm a big man.
I don't do it deliberately,
but say if I'm around people for a week, I sound like them. For a whole week, eventually,
I just can't
my accent changes.
Nah.
But it's like, it's if I'm relaxed around them, my accent changes, but then when I'm thinking, I think in my own voice, which is the one I'm speaking in now. But that's what an image. So no one thought of like the image of like, say, you know, my image was like a guy holding a billboard saying God is love, or you know, this when he passed the side of the church.
That's
the first thing that came
you
to
know
my
what
mind.
I always hear God's love in every single sermon, you know what I mean, in terms of like the word. But I remember I listened to it as a child and like hearing that, like God loves you, or he cares for you, whatever. But that kind of, it goes over your head a lot of the time.
Why does it go over your head?
Because I was sleeping sometimes.
Oh, okay. That wasn't why I was agreeing.
I used to be stretched out, innit?
Yeah.
I was stretched out over like one of the older people in my church, innit?
Yeah.
One leg was on them and then my head was on my mum, innit? I used to be stretched out, innit?
I love them.
It was beautiful story.
You were lying down. It's supposed to be stretched out, and I was like, what does that look like?
I was stretched out over the chairs. But yeah, anyway, like when I used to hear God's love, it just go over my head. Because as a child, I think you don't ever. I think even as humans, we've never seen perfect love in it, practiced. Like, I don't think anyway, because we're all imperfect human beings in it. I think so. Yeah, it goes over your head what perfect love looks like, because you've actually probably never seen it.
Okay, have you ever? So, statement: God is love. Have you ever felt the way you felt? Like, has it ever gone past your head, even at this age? Or is there ever a point when you heard someone say God is love and you're like, oh, so what? Or, oh, well. Or that statement has not registered.
What, God is love?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think many times, unless like I reflect on it.
Okay.
If that makes, as in like, say someone says it, I'll say, yeah, of course he does and I know he loves me. But I think only those times where I really reflect, or it could be a song that I listen to and the lyrics, and it's just like when I actually reflect and I'm like, wow.
Yeah,
I think basically in the busyness of my day,
mm-hmm.
I don't deep the fact that God loves me, but it's when I actually just pause. So whether it's my devotion, or could be I'm driving and it's just me and my thoughts, when I'm just like, man, like,
yeah,
God. Or it could be the way how my friend has treated me, and I'm like, if my friend can do this for me, imagine what God does for me.
Yeah.
Something that's like that.
That sounds like a Bible verse. There's a Bible verse that says that. Anyway, I won't quote it. I can't remember it off the top of my head.
Okay.
If you can give good gifts to your children, what more will your father?
Yeah.
But that's a paraphrase of it.
Isn't it on like the same lines of like, oh, like what should the birds of the air like care for their own life?
Similar lines.
Similar lines, isn't it?
Absolutely similar lines. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If, I forgot where that's taken, actually.
Hold that on. One will be Matthew.
Why did I say Matthew 14? But something. I don't know why. It's very rare that I get it right. So let me just check.
That one says,
as in, like, I never do. Matthew 14.
I mean, worry not why. Like, worry not why.
I feel like it's wrong.
6.
Clothed by the lilies. Matthew 6.
6:26.
Can someone tell? I'm curious as to what Matthew 14 says for my own. Why was I reading that?
Matthew 6 verse what?
Jeez.
26.
What does it say?
Hold on.
Oh, John the Baptist. It was a sermon that I listened to on Sabbath.
Oh. In the US?
Yeah, in the US. I didn't go to church last week, so it was definitely the week before.
Oh.
Why did I bet myself? Oh, I don't know. Anyway.
For the record.
Yeah, behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither did they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Mm. Are you not much better than they?
Wow.
So that's like, in a sense, that kind of encompasses part of God's love as well, because he's giving, it's like, okay, boom, I've been living in my mom's house, innit? You get me? Like, you take stuff like that for granted, innit? Mm. Like, we all live in our parents' houses, innit? Like, we take that for granted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Stuff just gets provided for us.
Yeah.
We don't think about it. You get me? Like, yeah. And I feel like this is like, it's on a similar line, isn't it?
Well, but that's what to say.
Nah, it's on a similar vein, yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's all I'd say, basically. We just get stuff provided for us, but that's an act of love off our parents, isn't it? Like, their parents just kick their youths out the house, isn't it?
That's true, bro.
Lord, Mom, I love you.
Come on, parents.
Thank you.
Shabbatana.
Honestly.
You know what I was thinking? I was thinking, so that God is love, that statement. I think that statement works only with someone who's experienced or who's either experienced God's love. But I realise that that sentence is wrong because technically everyone has experienced God's love. Go on.
No, we had a similar... It was at His Child.
Oh, okay.
And someone posed the question.
His Child is a Bible study that takes place that we all go to.
Yeah.
On...
At Aston Nisa. We mentioned it before, though.
You mentioned it.
We won't mention it again.
Go back and
cut this out.
It was just it was to do with like mental health and like how you show God's love to someone.
Yeah.
If at that time they're not really experiencing it, so it was just it reminds me of that.
Like
have we all experienced it? If we're not looking for it,
yeah. That's the thing. That's the thing. So if it like I think that statement works. With someone who has either... The reason I said my statement was wrong is because everyone has experienced God's love, even if we're not conscious of it. There's a verse that says, God causes the rain and the sunshine to fall on both the just and the unjust. But not everyone is then conscious, or not everyone has then thought, okay, not everyone has gone through in their mind, how has God shown his love to me? And that statement, God is love, is only ever relevant, only registers when you have in your mind gone, okay, I can see why God is love. If I go to someone who there's a song that says, count your blessings, name them one by one. So someone who's done that, who's counted, you woke me up this morning, started me on my way. Someone who's done that, that statement registers. But if I go to someone who, say, may not be a Christian, and I say, oh, God is love, they're going to go, one, what God? And two, what love?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad that I got that out.
No. I see God's love also as well as some, like, it talks about, like, God's arms being, like, stretched and, like, him, like, coming to, like, welcome. So I just see his love as just someone that's always going to be, his arms are going to be ready for you. Like, how many people in your life can you say that no matter what you've done outside of your parents, they're going to just come back and just accept you no matter what you've done to them? You know what I mean? We do bear to God in his face because you can see everything.
It's actually mad, you know.
Don't say that.
You can see every sin, fam.
If God was with you, everything. Like, not
you can see every, time, even not
Jesus
just,
right there.
Yeah.
With you.
God sees cheeks. God sees cheeks on like a daily basis, secondly basis.
That's so true.
And recording. he's just watching like
recording angels are there.
He must turn his face away.
Just jotting. Trust me, he must actually
turn his face away.
Like, here we go again. Right, let's time for me to get a cuppa.
He sees, he knows.
He sees our thoughts.
Oh, when you deep it.
He's like, I mean? Like, why? Why do we do what we do?
You know what I mean? It does make you think like.
No, because we feel like, a lot of the times we feel like we can hide. It's
going unknown, yeah. Unnoticed.
Like, I'm doing this unawares. The only people that you're hiding it from is the people you're on earth with.
To be honest, I don't really feel like people hide it as much anymore. I feel like it's more like, as in, oh, God will forgive me.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? So it's just
that's
like,
what she said last time.
Oh, why do you have to bring it up? Mad.
Oh, yeah.
No. You know what?
I knew it.
I'm going to clarify what Talitha said. Oh, I'm going to... What Talitha said. Oh, because I've done it before. When you know you're going to do something and in advance, you're like... And it's, to me, the time I've done it is when I think, really, I could have gotten out of it.
But I thought,
there's no way I can get out of it. Really, I could.
Oh, okay.
You know when God says he always provides a way of escape?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But then it's like... I'm going to disappoint
so many people.
You don't see that... Like, you... In that moment, you actually do not see the escape.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But if you reflect on the situation afterwards, there was something that was there to help you.
You've not seen it.
Yeah. And I've gone like, not okay, I'm about to do this. I don't want to.
Mad. I've actually got mad stories still.
Go on.
Got mad stories.
Love story time.
Oh, wow. It's a bit of a mad one still. But like, in order to like see an escape, most people would say that like, for example, I'm going to expose myself the hardest right now. But like, most people would see an escape as in like a married woman. They would see that as an escape.
Sorry, my ears are not functioning properly. They're too far away.
Like basically, say if someone said they're married.
Yeah.
This happened time ago, by the way. But like, say someone said they were married.
Yeah.
That would be an escape, right?
Right.
Come see, the Bible does say that, like, it's like almost like giving a dutchie, right?
Yeah.
See, like, what is it? Like, for me, it was like, I'm a Christian. Like, she's a married woman. Like, I can't do this right now. Obviously, although they're separated, she's still married. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And bearing in mind, like, it's a bit mad. It's her house. So I'm thinking, like, that's the marital bed that I'm in right now. You know what I mean? But the mad thing is, that the boy, what is it now? The thing that like kind of made me like saying, this girl doesn't really care, is like the fact that she told my boy and her cousin that whatever they wanted to do, they could do it in her son's bed and her son's. And I was thinking mad. I was thinking mad.
Say that
you're
again.
Gonna have to make sure that. You get this on point. You know.
Say that again.
You're gonna have to get this on point.
Get what on point?
Like what is it?
The last bit.
Oh,
the bit
okay.
That made you what?
Basically, the girl said to my boy and her cousin that like if they wanted to do a thing, they can use her son's bed. So I was like, cool. So obviously in my mind, I was like, okay, goodness. So she don't really care. And then like, what happened now? Like, is in a what happened? I basically went to my boy like, yo, don't use the bed because that's disrespectful. So I was like, yo, boy, stay down. Yo, literally, stay downstairs.
Yeah.
Like, don't go upstairs. Literally. So obviously, I was literally upstairs doing my thing. God. I was like, damn. Like after when it was done, I was like, nah, I don't even want to stay anymore. Like I just went downstairs like, yo, boy, let's go. Literally, let's go. And then like I just went. Obviously after that, I was just like, it is what it is, really.
Do you know what?
It's what it is. Right? It happened.
I need to become more like Justin. I like that. I don't know what I'm gonna do with this.
Now, obviously, for example, that's an example of like something where you actually feel like you obviously can't run away from it. Yeah. It's like it's just there for you.
Yeah, it's just there.
It was on the table, like it was just there for the taking.
Joseph ran away.
That's a study for another time.
Are we not?
Should we do a like?
We can do a separate one on that store.
But we could. I mean,
we could go into it now.
We could go into it now. Like,
can we?
I would love to do. What like, angle? You know how we're talking about every now.
No,
and then
but it doesn't go into what we're talking
that's
about.
That's what
now.
I'm saying.
I know. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Mm. But I was thinking like if we were to do an episode on how to overcome sin.
Yeah, that's
different.
We need to do that in the new year.
You know what, guys? Also, if you're listening, go onto our Instagram page. It's after Sundown Podcast. Let us know some of the stuff that you'd like us to talk about, cover. Because obviously we want this to be kind of a, like a two-way thing, so that if you guys have any ideas
and any questions as well, any questions also?
That you have as well.
Yeah. Also, we're gonna have a number soon, so you'll be able to message it, like I don't know, like your problems or something that you have like a question about, and we can we'll do our absolute best.
Even prayer requests.
Prayer requests.
If you want them, we don't have, we won't do them on. We won't do them on air, but yeah, if you have any prayer requests, we want to do all that kind of stuff. Yeah. We want to pray.
But yeah, boom, let's continue.
Back to the love of God.
Yeah, back to the love of God, yeah.
So, how does God show his love to us, whether that be personally or whether that be to the world in general? How does God show his love to us?
How does God show his love to us? He personally, he shows his love to us through like simple things like, okay, waking us up in the morning. That's a very big one, but just like a skated past one. That's another one that goes over people's heads as well.
True stuff. That's very true.
Yeah, because people think like, right, okay, me for example, I think, okay, I'm gonna wake up tomorrow.
We plan for tomorrow.
But there's only today, really. There's only today. But I don't think we deep that, because we don't actually see the spiritual aspect of like life giving. We only see the physical aspect. So we see, okay, a mother gives birth to a healthy child, and that child should live full term the rest of their life.
Yeah.
But we don't deep the complexity that like life has, and like anything can happen at any time to your body. It can go from healthy to unhealthy, and you like can go from being asleep to you're gone.
Not even waking up.
Literally.
So in that sense, waking up in the morning is how God, one of the many ways that God shows his love to us.
It's our one millionth chance.
Yeah.
Oftentimes I ask myself, imagine what it'd be like. There's a period when I think it's either Elijah or Elisha. I can't recall straight off the top of my head who it is, but it's either Elijah or Elisha, and he has with him his servant, and they are encircled by an army, and the servant is worried about how they are going to get out of it, and Elijah prays and asks that his eyes be open and that he might see what's actually going on. And when his eyes are open, he sees all of these armies, but as well as seeing those armies, he sees the angels of God, the mighty angels of God. You know, when there's the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him. He sees that. And oftentimes we don't clock, like when we get up and we drive to work in the morning, that there's a spiritual battle going on, and that Satan wants us taken out in our sin, so that we are not, so that we don't have any chance to repent of our sins, to get ourselves close to God. And we go through the day, we wake up, drive to work, get to work, expecting that we're going to get to work without anything going wrong.
Yeah. It's
so true.
Expect to get home, and until we think it through, we're like, oh my goodness, the angels of the Lord really have protected us.
Mm-hmm.
That's very true.
It's true, isn't it? It's crazy.
Oi!
It's crazy.
I'm deep in a couple of things now still.
Go on.
Now, like you said, the devil wants us to catch us in our sin.
For sure.
Like, literally, like, there's the amount of times that, like, it could be just, like, that little thing. Like, you could be sinning the maddest all your life, but then that little lie that you tell just could, kill you like that.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. That's so mad.
How does God show his love to us? So, Cameron's... What were you saying, Cam?
Go on,
I was going to say, what I've realised now that I'm older... that I think God reveals his love is through like my relationships with my friends and family, because like the point that I mentioned before, like if my friend can forgive me for something, or my mom can, anything like that, then I just think, if this is what humans can do, what about God? kind of thing. And it honestly only hit home like in the past like couple of years where I've actually been like, wow,
I'm actually forgiven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because it's the fact that it's moist, but I don't care. I'm going to say anyway. So like since being in my relationship.
Oh, who said that? Who said that? Was that Justin? You Justin. Moistened that even more.
This is what I'm saying. I do on purpose. But honestly, because yeah. when you're like with someone and they actually accept you for who you are yeah. and genuinely like when you're that vulnerable with a person and they know your flaws and everything and they still want to be with you.
Yeah.
Obviously vice yeah. versa. I'm not just saying, talking about myself. Vice versa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You realise that if this is what I'm capable of doing and I and the person might not know everything about you, not has not seen everything that you've done, mm. cannot see your thoughts.
Yeah.
Mm.
Doesn't know every little
yeah,
every
yeah. but yeah. the but for the most part knows mm-hmm. you.
Yeah.
Then it's like God, like he does truly love us because like that person's obviously doing it out of choice as well. And so it even shows the greater power of God's love because he created us.
Yeah. Wow.
And that is enough on its own. And then he lets us decide whether to love him back. Him or not. You know what I mean? It's like obviously I've not had a child, but it's like I can just imagine like you giving birth to a child, you loving that child, and then telling that child you can decide whether you want to love me or not, which is what some realities are with some parents and their children. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like telling that child, you can decide. I'm going to do everything for you regardless.
Mm.
No matter what you say, I'm going to do everything for you. But you can decide whether you love me or not. And that's the same crazy. Thing with God. And it's just like, wow. You actually give me, wow. Mm.
Wow. I think like one of the pinnacles of like just reaching, like just covers like God's love is the sacrifice, isn't it?
Mm.
So like without sacrifice, like I don't yeah without sacrifice there is no love, just in general anyway.
Uh-huh.
I don't think so. Like if you're in love with someone, or you say you're in love with someone but you haven't compromised, mm. compromise is the wrong word, you haven't sacrificed anything,
definitely
then you don't. I don't feel like you truly love that person, because even if you find your so-called perfect match in it, like not everything's gonna be like you're gonna have to change something,
yeah,
because we're not perfect
mm.
to be with that person in it. It's mad still. Like you have to sacrifice in order to love.
Mm.
Wow.
Oh.
Go on.
No, I'm just going to put that Abin's, on. I'm Abin's putting that on the socials. Listen, I'm
Abin's really loving the conversation. Abin's loving it.
The reason I'm loving the conversation is I'm almost not here. Like,
it's hitting home, innit?
Like, yeah. Like, you're it's reflecting. Not, like, even though I'm sat here, I'm here. Like, I'm not really. Like, it's going into me. It's going.
Yeah.
Like, the things that, like, yeah, it's just every now and then things.
Yeah, this is going to be a very reflective podcast. About
it is, man. It is.
The very reflective. Yeah.
There's when you mentioned sacrifice, something I said earlier.
Okay.
Or something that I was discussing thinking about. What is that? Like if you understand the opposite of something, it helps you better understand the thing that you're trying to understand itself.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I were to say, what is the opposite of love? Most people would say
hate.
Really.
Hate, yeah.
Whereas, really, the opposite of love, I would say, is something else. It's selfishness. In fact, I've heard other comparison. People say that.
That's very true, though. I feel like that's very
Why
true.
Why is it true?
Simply because, like, as in, like, okay, I can only speak from my examples.
Yeah.
But, like, when I was doing stuff, as in, probably back in the past, I was talking to, like, 10 girls at one time. Obviously, that was like love. Like,
I
was
gang. I'm lying.
That's what I was doing. I was doing the man side part. Like,
man, like, man, like,
my G. Why?
Nah, but it's true though. Like, okay, I feel like that was
Justin Bishop.
Wow. Nah, it's not even his views. It's our views. Because he's talking about it from the past.
No. Nah, but yeah, when I was like talking to the, like all of those, it was like it was calm, but like it was for my selfish gain, and obviously like it was majority was mostly customers from like. So it's like raw, like Justin, I was literally taking it like. I was actually taking it all in as I'm like, raw, I do work for a company, but they ain't paying me well, so let me benefit myself, selfish gain. And also, like, oh, madness.
Yeah.
Like, no. There was someone else there in the picture.
Yeah.
But I was still doing my own madness, so that was selfish gain. You know what I mean? So, yeah, like, when I look back, it's just like, raw, all of that wasn't love. It may have been love for them because they thought I loved them, but it was for my selfish gain. Okay, I didn't think I loved them, but like, yeah, it was just like
they might have thought again.
Literally,
Isaiah chapter 14. There's a ref. Basically, it's a message being sent to. It's a message to the Prince of Tyre, but then a message to the King of Tyre is also being spoken, and the King of Tyre is Satan in the passage, and we see basically. It's giving us an insight into Satan, what his mindset was when he was before he fell, whilst he was still Lucifer, what his mindset was, how he got to the place where he got to. And we get to very quickly see that he is completely the opposite of Christ. He's completely the opposite of God. So we or that's what he becomes. So Isaiah 14 verse 12, it begins, I'll begin it like this. How are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are you cut down to the ground, you who weakened the nations? For you said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. So that's verse 12 to verse 14. Mm-hmm. We see Satan of himself, talking about himself. A lot of pastors sometimes, when they're reading this, will emphasize how many times the term I is used. Yeah. He's talking, everything is about himself. I will ascend to heaven. I will ascend above the throne of the Most High. I will sit also in the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. He's talking about himself. So that's what his desire is. To go from this created being. In Psalms we're told all things were made by him. Mm. And in other passages we're told that all, even the angels were made by Christ, the Word. He says he will exalt himself up to God. Yeah. And then look at what verse 15 says. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee. So those who see you will look at you with thoughtfulness, will ponder you and consider you, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble and shook the kingdoms? That made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof. That opened not the house of his prisoners. All the kings of the nations, even all of them, lie in glory, every one in his own house. But you are cast out of your grave like an abominable branch, and as the remnant of those that are slain. And it keeps on going. If you want to read another parallel, a parallel passage to this, read Ezekiel 28 and start reading from verse 12. Anyway, we see Satan, who is lower, trying to exalt himself and bring himself higher. Mm-hmm. Then let's see how that compares to Christ and what love is then.
Okay.
But I want someone else to read it. I don't want to read it. Can someone read Isaiah chapter 53? Isaiah chapter 53, the whole chapter. Context of this chapter is, amongst other things, it is a It is a prophecy.
The whole chapter?
The whole chapter.
Oh, it's only got 12 verses.
It's only, yeah, it's not long. Have you got it? Oh, go on.
I'm still in NIV. So, who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him. Nothing in his appearance that we should desire him.
Oh, sorry.
Gosh, sorry. She scared me.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. Before, hang on. Before we even read that, I'm actually going to read that text that I said, or just one of the verses from that text that I said was from Ezekiel, okay? Because just that it highlights the contrast just a little bit more. But
I got scared.
I'm so sorry. Listen, this is... The reason I'll do this is it's going to show Christ fully.
Go on, do your thing. Okay. Do your thing in it.
So this is a description of
Don't Lucifer. Do that again. Don't be scaring man again.
I won't.
Feel frightened.
What have I done?
Ezekiel 28 verse 12. Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyre and say unto him, thus saith the Lord. Thou sealest up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. So this is a description of Satan. He was perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. The sardis, topaz, diamond, beryl, onyx, jasper, sapphire, emerald, and the carbuncle and gold. The workmanship of your timbrets, or the workmanship of your voice, basically, was prepared in thee in the day that you were created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou was upon the holy mount of God, and thou hast walked up and down in the midst of stones of fire. You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created until iniquity was found in you.
Mm.
By the multitude of your merchandise, by the multitude of your trading. And if you explore what that means, it means by... Basically, Satan was trading lies.
Oh, he
was
talking about Satan, okay.
Yeah.
I thought so.
By the multitude of your trading, you were filled... they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and you have sinned. So, I'm going to jump down to verse 17. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. Yeah? Verse 17 says, your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. Yeah? So essentially, that's all I'm going to read. So let's summarize really quickly.
Yeah, you have to summarize.
Satan said, I will exalt myself. I will rise, I will rise, I will rise. I will go to the mount of God. I will be above the stars of God, meaning I will sit above the angels.
Mm.
He said all of these things, seeking to exalt himself.
Mm.
It finishes by saying, yet you will be brought low. Yeah?
Okay.
The guy was perfect. He was perfect. Ooh. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Now let's read Isaiah 53. Now, this is a description of Christ. Bear in mind the summary.
Oh, so you're doing the contrast.
The contrast.
I love that. Yeah? Let's go. Let's get
it. Okay, cool.
Okay, so verse one again. So who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, yet who of his generation protested? For he was cut from the land of the living, for the transgression of my people he was punished. He was assigned a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life an offering for sin, he will see his offspring and prolong his days. And the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After he has suffered, he will see the light of life and be satisfied by his knowledge. My righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors.
Jeez. That's sexy, you know. I think everything's sexy, but like, that is actually crazy, because you can actually just picture, like,
I almost cry every time I hear that verse.
Wow, it's true. It's
I get that.
Wow. Now, but do you like understand, like, as in obviously people out there, because we have to understand that, like, mad, the stories that we hear about Jesus, like, all of those stories add up to like this one picture, chapter, yeah. And it's like raw. It's painted clear. It's just everything. Like raw. Mm.
Despised, like, so mad. Rejected, low esteem, took our pain,
literally
stricken, afflicted, pierced.
And then
by his wounds we are healed.
Literally, and then still, he still basically goes back to heaven to intercede for us.
Look at all the opposites. Satan is described as violence is found in him. For Christ, it says no violence. Mm. For Christ, it says there is no guile in his mouth.
Mm.
There is no deceit in his mouth. For Satan, we're told that what he trades is lies. Jesus later calls him the father of it. Calls him the father of lies. Yeah. Satan, a created being, decides to rise above his creator.
And God came down.
God, the creator, decides to descend to his creation and be one of us. Not human like Adam before he sinned.
Yeah.
He decides to be one of us in our nature.
That's a bit mad stuff.
That is love. Like, every time I think, God, is this really what you've done? Like, when you think, you know,
some stuff doesn't make sense. Like, what God has done doesn't make sense.
No, like, it doesn't.
It's like, why would you do that?
Like, this is long now. But no,
go on.
I ain't complaining. I ain't complaining.
Where would I be?
Because there's grace in it. You know what I mean? Like, he had to go through all this longness for us, not for himself. Mama didn't have to come down and be like, man, we broke him, basically. Not broke him, but like when he was down here,
he saw true nature.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Exactly. There's we didn't treat him properly. Says
in Deuteronomy, cursed is the man who hangs on a tree. Mm. Yeah, who dies on a tree. When Moses is instructed by God to put the serpent on the pole, that's a prophecy of God saying, this will be, why a serpent? He would be made sin for us, as the verse says.
Mm. Yeah.
If I almost made an appeal then. I ain't passed that.
Come on now.
Shut up, man. That American. Y'all think she's an awkward story, you know?
That's what I think when they were saying, come on, preacher, come on now.
Come on
it's
now.
Okay. It's okay. It's okay. Land it.
Take your time.
If land you have
it.
Not.
Land it. Whoa.
Land it.
I like that one still.
Given your life.
Allow it, bro.
What's the land it?
Allow it.
I like that one still.
That's all I can say. No, that's fun. No, that's anyway.
Nah, come on.
Yeah. Nah, come on.
We'll do that at the end.
Are you sure you've not been impressed to say it?
We'll do it at the end. Our Lord. Next question.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Next question. Go on.
You do that, you know.
So.
Okay.
I love her. That's too strong a word. I really like her.
Did you see? Let me not talk about it. Did you see Offset's birthday?
What, Cardi B's
thinking? Oh, with all the money. was thinking, gave him like 500k or something. Stupid rich. Why do you need to give him
the stripper party that he had?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, the stripper party.
Yeah, there was that strip club.
And Cardi was like, I could never stand. Wait, what? I could never stand there and watch bare girls in G strings.
Cheeks.
There's cheeks and.
Yeah.
On show. Oh, yeah. In my man's face, and I'm there encouraging that. I could never do that.
What, no one cheated, though.
Was she cheering him?
How's she gonna complain? Like,
he had two.
Come closer. We're recording. Or move it. Yeah, yeah, we're recording.
Oh, man. No, I didn't know.
You see how man's energy changes.
No, honestly, though, I couldn't believe it, though. Like,
that's mad.
There was so much going on. I was like,
yeah, I couldn't.
So, anyway.
Let me bring it back. Question. Question: if you were to,
we lost it now.
No, I'm still here.
Let's cover our thoughts.
I still got it.
Okay, so if you were to define, sorry, I'm having a problem here.
You're messing it up, man. A problem.
If we were to define the love of God, or if we were to find a definition of the love of God, or if we, what is the love of God, or what are the characteristics of the love of God? I've asked that question in too many ways.
I was thinking, which one do you want me to answer?
You know what? You can answer all three because they're similar. Okay, let me be clear. What are the characteristics of God's love, and what is God's love?
Okay, what God's love is unconditional.
That's the word that came to my mind.
As yeah.
Oh, no. What is that? Ooh.
There's no stipulation to it. Like, there's no
clause.
There definitely is a clause to.
What's the clause?
Not a clause, but like, there's not a clause to his love. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't think that. Yeah, but.
But you know what I mean. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I want you to explain. So I wasn't saying I disagreed with you.
Go on. So God's love is unconditional. So I have a question.
It goes out to everyone. It goes out to everyone, even though they don't love him.
So here's my question. Oh, that sounds like a Bible verse.
Wait. Oh. I loved it still.
It sounds like a Bible verse.
Yeah.
It sounds like John 3:16. What does it say, Cam?
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
He's laughing through it because he don't know it.
You know them ones.
Oh, Cam, please.
I do know it.
Okay, I was about
making me laugh.
Half about. There's no way you don't know literally, that Bible verse.
That's why we had to stand up in finger to say that one.
It's a song.
Yeah. Disappointing.
Oh, God.
No, it's not.
I feel like Alvin used to sing it.
Mine was Cross Over the Road.
I know, but there was another one.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
God did not come into this world to condemn the world, that the world through him.
That's 17. Come on. I don't know that still.
That's 17.
So what you're saying is God's love is unconditional. For God so loved the world, the whole world, everyone.
Yeah, the whole world, yeah.
That he gave his only son, his only begotten son. That whosoever believeth in him. So that's, now there's.
That's the clause.
There's the clause. So the clause is not on the love, but the clause is on, okay. It seems to highlight that even though we're loved love does not determine treatment.
Would that be a true thing to say? Because if you got one good child and the next one's bad, you ain't treating them the same.
Why not?
Because one's bad and he needs to be killed.
Mercy.
I'm joking.
Let's take out the killed.
I don't even have anything.
If one kid has gone like prison, whatever, he's doing a madness now, you treat that one different to the one that's flipping gone like the straight way and the good way. Cain offered up the wrong sacrifice to God, innit? So God had to treat him differently.
That's very true.
You have to treat one different because he's done something different, innit? Like, God can't treat Satan the same way he's gonna, like, actual Satan, in the way that he's gonna treat me or you.
Well, hopefully our wonderful listeners.
You're included two guys.
Yeah, you're included two. So you can't treat us the same, innit? But yeah.
So, okay, question. Probably a devil's advocate question.
Let's get it.
I don't advocate the devil usually, but hey.
Usually, you know. Can we discuss the higher head?
No, I'm just, like, I've just realised in my head, I just, every now and then it hits me what devil's advocate means, what, or the term actually means advocating that, the devil. Oh, no, I
can't. Anyway, can we stop deep and stuff?
No, I can't use it.
Devil's advocate, oh, okay. I'm going to play, not be, I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Say stir the pot.
I'm going to stir the pot. Hey, I'm going to stir the pot. So,
I'll become cook.
If Dante wouldn't say so.
He rolled his eyes, by the way.
Am I said he made an omelette without egg?
Oh, shut up, Cameron.
Oh, my side. Oh, my side just hurt. Oh, my God.
Wait, what? How did you do that? Alvin, expose yourself now, but how did you do that?
What did you use instead?
Mentally okay. Made an omelette with just vegetables, big man.
Where do omelettes come from? Is it Spain?
I guess
wherever they are from, they'll be offended. That's nah, my bro. Point.
Okay, no,
that's
I'm
a
gonna
true
say
vegan
what I
lifestyle that is.
This is what omelette I was doing. I was egg. Cooking for myself, and I was gonna cook an omelette, mm-hmm. but I'd like sauteed off the veg. See, I know how to cook. I use the word saute. Bite me. I sauteed the vegetables.
You say bite you or fight you?
Fight me. I sauteed the
he said bite the first time.
He said bite. He said bite.
I sauteed the vegetables and then I was going to put the egg in.
Yeah.
But then I tasted the vegetables because I'd seasoned them and whatnot.
Oh, and you liked it.
And I thought, I'm just going to eat this as it is. And so I took the onion, tomato and whatever else and I just put it, whacked it in two pieces of toast and I ate it.
So it's literally being
so
savage.
Really, the issue was one of I'm not going to say misnomer. The issue was I incorrectly told the story. So rather than saying, well, I shouldn't have said I made an eggless omelette, which is the issue. I should have said I was going to make an omelette, but then I stopped making an omelette. Yeah.
Mid-cooking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just for our listeners who are interested, you can make a vegan omelette with chickpea flour.
Dead.
Just don't even be dead.
Dead ting.
Just let you guys know.
Dead ting.
That just sounds like roti.
I'm gonna try it.
Allow it, man.
Because chick.
Oh wait, roti's lentils, but basically the same thing.
No, everything's
chickpea.
Less.
Is it chickpea? Mm-hmm. Chickpea roti.
Don't taste the same, man.
No, because
can we get back onto the topic, please?
Back onto the topic.
I forgot where we were.
Yeah,
that's. You want to ask you two questions?
Man, turn into a cooking podcast.
Oh yeah.
We couldn't do that
then. What were we talking about? We were talking about, oh yeah, the love of God. So like, I said I was going to stir the pot and I was going to ask a question. And the question is, If someone comes to you and someone comes to you and says, if God is love, why XXX happen?
Oh, okay. Oh, them classic questions there.
Okay.
What? Does no one else have an answer?
I think that the biggest, should I say, like the biggest like misconception of that is like the natural disasters that happen. Like for example, when obviously I was talking about this yesterday actually, but obviously in the flood, like with the flood, it's like oh, God said he won't flood the world again. So mm-hmm. why is there flooding there and there? Mm-hmm. But obviously people don't understand that God said he won't flood the whole world again.
Okay, yeah.
So it's just like one thing.
Yeah.
Obviously, I was actually just like, what else?
Was the flood God's fault?
No, it was not our fault.
No, it was our fault.
What do you mean it was our fault? God said he's going to send a flood. He
of
sent
course,
the
of
flood.
Course, but like, remember, it says in the commandments? Yeah, commandments. God is a jealous God.
Okay.
So like as in if God's saying if God is seeing stuff that like is taken away from him,
yeah.
He'll take it out.
So was it okay. So that was understandable. Was it God's fault or our fault that the flood came?
It was our sins.
Uh-huh.
Who like what basically caused that to happen? Cuz even though God still gave the people a chance through Noah.
Ah.
I would say if everyone had gotten onto the ark,
yeah.
and we had had a flood, no one would have an issue with floods.
If people,
it's about the people died.
Yeah.
that people have an issue with it. Because if everyone was saved, then it's like, okay, cool, there's a flood, cool. Yeah. Water, nice. Yeah.
But shout out to the people that died, though, who gave us oil in our cars. And like...
Fossil fuels.
Just saying, it's true. If someone wants to say, I'll say it, calm. Yeah, I mean, that's that, bro.
Chill, yeah, cool. I agree.
What can you say your question again, please?
So, like, if God loves us,
yeah. If God loves us, then why?
Then why?
.. Why does X and What's Y it, and Z happen?
Oh, okay. So why does X happen? Is because of sin.
Letter,
is because of sin.
Okay.
Like it's not that's not God. So
what do you mean because of sin?
So. Why people die, that's sin. Why the world is the way it is, so like natural disasters, like disease, like yeah, just
that's true.
That's not God.
That's not God.
Who is that?
That is a function of the way how the world is. After the Garden of Eden, like stuff was imperfect. Because we chose to sin, and this is the consequences for it. We wasn't dying before sin.
But why would God need to implement, like... are you saying God has implemented these consequences?
No, God didn't implement... We chose it. It's like... There's a saying now, yeah. Those that don't hear will feel. You get me?
Yeah. Okay.
Man didn't hear. Now we're feeling. You know what I mean?
So like, God is the one with the belt.
You see...
God is the one that told us don't walk in the road, and we took fast and we're walking in the road now. And there's cars about to hit us and stuff like that.
And that's what I was waiting
it's,
for.
It's a mad thing.
That's
we didn't listen.
What I was waiting for.
See, Kyle, I kind of want to interject also. Into the deeper stuff. That's just like what Cameron said. That's correct. It's the basic stuff. But obviously, the deeper stuff like is in diseases, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a it is sin, but like it's through like little stuff that we don't recognize in the Bible. It's a theory, though. I'm not saying it's correct. It's
go
a
on,
theory,
yeah,
I'll
let you go on.
But obviously, like let's deep it in science itself. Like there's chemical imbalances. Like right. If stuff is not all together, it's like it could fall off. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
if that makes sense. It's just a theory, though. I'm not really a scientist to like put like, that out there.
What I'd say is like one of the things I've been thinking about is God says to me. Let me change the example. I go to Audi. And I get a car.
Audi like the shop, bro. Like,
Audi sell cars.
That literally.
Yeah, toy cars.
Is that what all three of you thought?
Audi, yeah, like the German car.
Sorry,
I'm not putting the shop. Audi, like, wrong.
Audi.
I go to the car dealership, Audi.
Yeah, thank
and
you.
And I buy a car. I buy a car. I hire purchase a car.
Yeah.
Because I can't afford an Audi. I get the car, and the who sells cars to you? What are they called?
Salesman.
The salesman gives me alongside the car a manual.
Yeah.
And in that manual, it says things like, "This is how much oil I must put into the car. This is the tire pressure that I must have in the car.
Yeah.
I must change gears below this amount of revs.
Yeah."
I must come bring the car for servicing every 5 years or after under every 20,000 miles or whatever.
Yeah, see, 5 years is a bit mad.
That's very long. Every year, is it? Or every 2 years?
Every year.
So I must service it every year. I must.
That's them Fiat 500 drivers that do that.
If I do all of that,
take that
my car will be well.
Car will be well, yeah.
If I don't do those things,
and you take shortcuts,
and I take shortcuts,
like
and
people
I don't
do, they buy their own parts off eBay and then like put them back in themselves.
Uh huh.
I'm talking about myself.
Or I don't fill up the tire pressure correct, or all sorts of stuff. Then
it still works, but
the car will work, but it won't work as well as
it
would,
as well as it should.
And over time, it'll get worse and worse. If I don't take it to servicing, is it going to get better? That tree of life now, come on. Anyway, but on the other hand, what if I do? Say we live in a sinful world. Yeah. What if I did it all?
Everything to the
book.
Yeah.
What if you?
Yeah.
And there was still madness around you.
Yeah, because someone could crash into you.
That's it.
But you're still
you've got that
peace of mind. You've got that peace of mind.
That's it.
you are still going.
So
no matter what happens, even though you die,
yeah,
it will still happen.
So a lot of things, like a lot of, one of the things I realize is with when that question is asked, if God is love, then why is all of this here? Why all of this? One response, my own fault.
Yeah, definitely.
If I'm failing an exam and I haven't revised, what different result do I expect?
It's very true.
My own fault.
Mm.
Another reason could be someone else's fault. I don't want to use a heavy example. I want to use a light example. Something happened, me and a friend.
He's gonna say brother, but okay.
Yeah, I was gonna say brother. Nah, let's say me and my brother.
Yeah.
We are driving. He's driving, and yeah. I decide to do something silly in the car.
You're gonna take fast.
Take fast in the car.
Fast.
May I take fast in the car?
No, don't do that again. Don't do that again. Don't do that again.
You take fast in the car.
What did I just say? Don't.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, people from the
Caribbean. We encourage your cultures.
All of them.
I'm sorry. Anyway, I do something stupid in the car, and he crashes.
Yeah.
Or we crash. That's whose fault is that? Mine, not his. It's well,
some would argue that, but like, it could be argued both ways.
Or say, if I die, I'm still if claiming tomorrow though, you saying. Find out, oh, don't can't use this example.
Go on.
If tomorrow I don't wake up, yeah, and you find a knife in me,
whoa, oh,
is that so? Essentially, other people can cause harm,
yeah,
which is often attributed to God.
Yeah.
One more, and this one is a weird one. In John chapter 9, there's a story that goes on where there's a man who's born blind, and the disciples ask Jesus, why is this man born blind? Is he born blind because of the sins of the father, because of the sins of, and they ask that question. And then Jesus answers by saying, no, he was not born blind because of his own sin or because of the sin of his parents.
Mm.
He was born blind that the glory of God may be may be manifest.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's mad stuff.
So then Jesus stoops to the ground, spits on some soil, oof, spreads the soil on his eyes, yes, and the guy sees.
Yes, I love that.
That's I one of that. The reasons why can, sometimes can we just, suffering.
Can we just deep that? Can we just deep that, please? Because like, obviously, like it does say that we are creating God's image, basically. Mm.
Yeah.
So all those people that are out there with those little problems, can you imagine if like we actually had that, like, kind of the whole manifestation of Jesus himself, how much like miracles we can do, like God-like, basically. Wow. It's madness, I think.
Yeah.
But through the love of God, we don't really, well, obviously, since we don't recognize that love of God, yeah, we don't access it. You know, yeah. So it's just mad.
Yeah.
By the grace of God, we will. I hope at some point we will. By the grace of God, we will.
That's what I'm saying, Alvin. If you want to be a prophet, pray on it, bro.
At the end of time, though.
Crazy.
Anyway, that's a sidetrack. Big sidetrack.
Just saying, though. I'm just saying, though.